And sitting at home in self-isolation, you may have noticed there's no shortage of films to stream. But with so many options, it may actually be hard to figure out what's good to watch. John Horn, host of KPCC's The Frame, joins us with a few of his favorites. And John, welcome back to Here and Now.
Happy to be with you.
Okay, so some might be in the mood for a comedy right now, and your first pick is actually a classic, 1992's Honeymoon in Vegas with Nicolas Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker. They play a young couple who go to Vegas to get married, and while there, Nicolas loses a poker game to a professional gambler who asks to borrow his girlfriend to settle the debt. Let's listen.
Are you out of your mind?
I said you wouldn't do it.
Is that what you really said?
Of course. What do you think?
And he actually said, if she spends the weekend with me, you owe me nothing.
Yes.
I am so nauseous.
John, I used to love this movie, okay? I think I've seen it a million times. But it kind of feels a little risky these days. I don't know. Why is this on your list?
Now, listen, Nicolas Cage, not the greatest actor in the world, and he has done a fair share, if not way too many bad movies. And yes, maybe this doesn't age well in terms of its PC-ness, but you're right. Nicolas Cage's character loses his girlfriend in a poker game to James Caan. I love this movie because it is so crazy. I mean, there's a whole sequence where they go to Hawaii. Yes, maybe not PC. Very funny. It's one of those movies that I've seen so many times, I start laughing before the jokes, which is really annoying. You do not want to watch this movie with me. But just hearing that one scene makes me start smiling.
I love when we have movies like that that do that to us. Okay, the next film I want to talk about is 1984's Blood Simple, which is the first film from writer-directors Joel and Ethan Coen. Let's listen to a little of the beginning. It's narrated by a shady private detective played by M. Emmett Walsh.
Now, in Russia, they got it mapped out so that everyone pulls for everyone else. That's the theory, anyway. But what I know about is Texas. And down here, you're on your own.
Ooh, John, it sounds like a thriller. Tell us more.
So Blood Simple is the first movie from the Coen brothers, and you probably know they went on to make an amazing assortment of movies, No Country for Old Men, Fargo, Big Lebowski, Barton Fink. I think what you see in this movie is a style that is both very distinct and also really violent. It is a beautifully told story. And there are little things that if you watch closely, you'll notice kind of repeating in their other films down the line. And I was reading a review last night by Andrew here in Salon, and he noticed that M. Emmett Walsh, the character that you were just referencing, he wears a leisure suit in the film, and it has peculiar bulges because he insisted that the Coen brothers pay him in cash at the beginning of every week of shooting, and he carried the money with him at all times. So that's why his character's suit doesn't fit well. It's loaded with cash. There's some cash that comes into the story later in the film. Blood Simple is not a movie that a lot of people have watched, but again, it's the portal into a great career, and you get to see the Coen brothers' first movie.
Oh, great. I'll watch it just to see those bulges that you're talking about. Let's move on to the French film Tell No One. You call it your favorite foreign language movie that no one has ever heard of. What makes you such a fan?
So this is a French movie from 2006, and it is one of those plots that is so well plotted out that everything makes sense at the end, but you kind of have to pay close attention to it. It's got some beautiful music in it. It's just one of those films that I think is perfect. There's not a bad scene in it. It's a very hopeful story about love conquering all, which seems like an appropriate story for these days. But it's also a movie that nobody's seen. It's called Tell No One. It's in French. Do not look at your phone. Do not do anything else while you're watching this film because you have to pay attention. But you will be rewarded because everything in it makes sense at the end.
Okay, one more. You go back to the 90s for this next one. The 1996 film Lone Star from writer-director John Sayles, and it stars Chris Cooper as a sheriff in a Texas town. And we hear in this scene he's following in the footsteps of his late father, Buddy, and he's not comfortable about it. Let's listen.
I gotta admit, it's not what I thought it'd be. Back when Buddy had it, hell, I'm just a jailer. Run a 60-room hotel with bars on the windows.
And John, you say this would be a good film for people who aren't familiar. How does it give the director a good introduction?
So John Sayles has made a bunch of really good movies. And if you like Lone Star, there are some others you should check out. Passion Fish, City of Hope, Eight Men Out. This is a movie that was made 20 years ago. It could not be more topical. It's about a sheriff on a border town. He's dealing not only with the discovery of a body, which appears to be a sheriff from a couple generations ago, but it's also about race. It's about immigration. It's about the way that history is taught. It is a story that is incredibly contemporary, even though it's more than 20 years old.
We've been talking film streaming options with John Horn, host of the KPCC show The Frame, and we will have all of John's picks at hereandnow.org. John, as always, thank you.
Thank you.